Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To access previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's join together in song with hymn number 208. Now the words of this hymn, Mother's Evening Prayer, were written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy.
Oh, gentle presence, peace and joy abound.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Lost and Found, a Mother's Day Gift. Well, as you may have guessed by now, these readings are first of all a celebration of the three young women from Cleveland who were just released this past Monday from a decade-long captivity, just in time for Mother's Day. But it's also an affirmation of the truth about man, to give impetus to our prayers for the mothers and fathers of the many other children around the world who are still being reported missing to human sight. There are 25 here in Canada alone. Though there's still a great need for spiritual affirmation of man's freedom in the face of material evidence to the contrary. You might want to bear that in mind as you listen to these readings. Something just realized, recognizing God as our mother makes every day a Mother's Day. I shall now read from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. I shall read from the Bible, Isaiah and St. Luke. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Psalms. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. It is God that avengeth me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Isaiah and Deuteronomy. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again to thy brother. And if thy brother be not nigh unto thee, or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it into thine own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. And with all lost thing of thy brother's, which he hath lost, and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Ezekiel and Joel. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. St. Luke and Romans. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying unto him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter, and James, and John, and the father, and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, Weep not, she's not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, correlative readings from Science and Health by Mary Baker Eddy. Is man lost spiritually? No. He can only lose a sense material. No faculty of mind is lost. In science, all being is eternal, spiritual, perfect, harmonious in every action. If spirit, soul, could sin or be lost, then being and immortality would be lost, together with all the faculties of mind. But being cannot be lost while God exists. Matter has no life to lose, and spirit never dies. The only life is spirit. And if spirit should lose life as God, good, then spirit, which has no other existence, would be annihilated. God, the divine principle of man, and man in God's likeness are inseparable, harmonious, and eternal. Therefore, man, reflecting God, cannot lose his individuality. But as material sensation or a soul in the body, blind mortals do lose sight of spiritual individuality. The material body and mind are temporal, but the real man is spiritual and eternal. The identity of the real man is not lost, but found through this explanation. For the conscious infinitude of existence and of all identity is thereby discerned and remains unchanged. It is impossible that man should lose aught that is real when God is all and eternally his. The notion that mind is in matter and that the so-called pleasures and pains, the birth, sin, sickness, and death of matter are real is a mortal belief. And this belief is all that will ever be lost. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. A mother's affection cannot be weaned from her child, because the mother love includes purity and constancy, both of which are immortal. Therefore, maternal affection lives on under whatever difficulties. Father, mother is the name for deity, which indicates his tender relationship to his spiritual creation. Man and woman, as coexistent and eternal with God, forever reflect in glorified quality the infinite Father, Mother, God. It is ignorance and false belief based on a material sense of things which hides spiritual beauty and goodness. This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, that joy cannot be turned into sorrow, for sorrow is not the master of joy, that good can never produce evil, that matter can never produce mind, nor life result in death. Harmony is produced by its principle, is controlled by it, and abides with it. Divine principle is the life of man. Man's happiness is not, therefore, at the disposal of physical sense. If our words fail to express our deeds, God will redeem that weakness, and out of the mouth of babes, he will perfect praise. God has built a higher platform of human rights, and he has built it on diviner claims. The history of our country, like all history, illustrates the might of mind and shows human power to be proportionate to its embodiment of right thinking. A few immortal sentences, breathing the omnipotence of divine justice, have been potent to break despotic fetters and abolish the whipping post and slave market. But oppression neither went down in blood, nor did the breath of freedom come from the cannon's mouth. Love is the liberator. Legally, to abolish unpaid servitude in the United States was hard, but the abolition of mental slavery is a more difficult task. The despotic tendencies inherent in mortal mind and always germinating in new forms of tyranny must be rooted out through the action of the divine mind. Men and women of all climes and races are still in bondage to material sense, ignorant how to obtain their freedom. Citizens of the world, accept the glorious liberty of the children of God and be free. This is your divine right. Christian Science separates error from truth and breathes through the sacred pages the spiritual sense of life, substance, and intelligence. In this science, we discover man in the image and likeness of God. We see that man has never lost his spiritual estate and his eternal harmony. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science. And science knows no lapse from, nor return to, harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. Now this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.